Good morning. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We hope that you will open your mind and open your Bible as we study some things from God's Word to enhance your understanding and your faith in His Word and to be obedient to His precepts and His teaching. Today we want to talk about Pharaoh's five compromises that Satan uses today. Satan has a design for man, and that is to destroy him. By looking at mistakes made of old, we can better prepare ourselves to not make the same mistakes today. In Exodus chapter 5, God's people are in bondage, and they have cried to God for deliverance. God has heard their cry and sent Moses and Aaron in to deliver them. Pharaoh answers the request of Moses and Aaron to allow God's people to go into the wilderness to worship in verse 2 of chapter 5. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." Well, God's going to answer Pharaoh's question, and he's going to introduce himself to Pharaoh in a very special way. Pharaoh's attitude was arrogant, proud, and disobedient. He was Israel's taskmaster. He kept them in human bondage for fear of their number. While it seemed on many occasions that he had changed his mind, often it was nothing more than deception. Satan, in like manner, tries to keep us in the bondage of sin. He is a cruel taskmaster. He wants to enslave us to sin, never wanting or allowing us to leave, and he will do so by being fully deceptive. By studying Pharaoh, we can clearly see the dangers of sin, especially the sin of compromise. We want to discuss this morning Pharaoh's five compromises and how Satan uses the same compromises on men today. The word compromise is defined as a settlement of differences in which each side makes a concession. Does God compromise with us? Never. Read Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 8. God makes no concessions on his position. They are non-negotiable. We must never compromise the truth, as the wise man Solomon told us in Proverbs 23:23. When he says, "Buy the truth and sell it not." Let us look at the compromises that Pharaoh tried with Moses and Aaron. After being requested to allow the people of God to go into the wilderness to serve God and to worship, Pharaoh determines to double their burden. You see, his thinking is, he'll keep them busy, too busy to think about freedom, and too busy in order to want to go and worship God. Does not Satan do the same thing to men today? How many people are caught up in life and too busy to make a life? How many lives run them instead of them running their lives? They're too busy to study the Bible. They're too busy to worship God. They're too busy to get their life in order. They know there's things lacking. They know there are things that they need to do, but there's just not enough time in the day. They're just too busy. They're too busy with their work, with their recreation, with their families. Later on, when life slows down, then they'll think about God. Good friend, anyone who has no time for God is too busy in the wrong thing. In Matthew 6, verse 33, Jesus said that we must seek His kingdom first. In 2 Corinthians 8, in verse number 5, the Corinthians were commended because they first gave themselves to the Lord. Oh yes, Satan can keep you busy in this life, doing things that may not be wrong in and of themselves, but he just wants you to stay busy, too busy to consider spiritual things, too busy to consider God, and you will die being too busy in the wrong thing. This compromise did not work for Pharaoh, and it will not work for you. The second thing he tried to do is to get them to compromise to sacrifice in the land only. Following the first couple of plagues, Pharaoh's ready to listen. Where is he? But the Egyptians would never have allowed them to worship in their land. That would have been an abomination to them. They must go into the wilderness, 3 days' journey. Why? Because God commanded it. But you see, Pharaoh wanted to compromise. He wanted to make their worship convenient. That way he would still have control. Friend, Satan works the same way today. Make offerings, attend church, become a Christian, but do it when it's convenient. Don't get all wrapped up in it. Don't go overboard in it. Live a good moral life. Do many good works. Be better than most Christians. Be sincere and honest. That's enough. But you don't have to be fully committed. You don't have to be dedicated. You just have to be a little committed. You see, the religion of inconvenience, or the religion of convenience on our part, has never pleased God. You see, the king Rehoboam tried that after the death of Solomon in 1 Kings 12, 27-30. He knew that if God's people went down to Jerusalem, there was a good chance when they went down to worship that they might stay there. And so in order that that might not happen, what he determined to do was to make two calves of gold, one in Dan and one in Bethel, and have them worship there. Why? It's too far for you to go. That didn't work then, and it became a sin to the people, and it led to the downfall of the northern kingdom, and eventually the southern kingdom also. Religion of convenience is not convenient for God. When we try to compromise with God that he might accept our terms, we will find out, sadly, too late, that God does not accept the compromise of convenience. The third thing that Pharaoh tried was he went back on his word. If Moses would entreat the Lord to take away the flies in Exodus 8, verse 28, then Pharaoh would let them go a little ways. You see, he still had control. Yet after Moses prayed to God to remove the swarm of flies in Exodus 8, 29-32, Pharaoh recanted, hardened his heart, and refused to release the people of God. Satan would love for us to compromise in this way also. Obey the gospel. Give your heart to God. Take allegiance to allow God to be the master and Lord of your life. But don't get too involved in the Lord's work. Don't grow very much. Don't teach others. They're content with their lives. Don't study. You have better things to do. In other words, try to hold on to God and to the world. Be inconsistent. Friend, this will never allow you to be effective as a member of the Lord's kingdom. This will never allow you to help others find the cross in Christ. We are told in Matthew 6, verse 24 by the Lord himself that we can't serve two masters. We are also told in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16 that we're not to love the world, neither the things that are in the world. And then in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we are told that we're not to be conformed to this world. We can't go back on our word. If you have dedicated your life to God, if you have become one of his children, and you're a member of his church, and you're part of the kingdom, then you need to be busy in your Father's work. By going back on your word and being busy in other things, you will never be pleasing to God, and in the end, you will lose your eternal reward. The next compromise that Pharaoh tried is in Exodus chapter 10. Pharaoh would allow the men to go into worship, but the women and the children must stay behind. See, they would have to come back then. Moses answered, "We must all go. We are all accountable. Each had a duty towards God. How can another do their service for them?" This is the old ploy of divide and conquer. Satan uses the same tactic today, trying to get us to compromise our faith and remain in bondage to him. How does he do it? What about in marriage and husband and wife, one is a believer and the other is not? Can we compromise our faith and conduct towards our spouse in order to please them more than we want to please God? In Matthew chapter 10, verse 34-37, the Lord himself said, "One who loves father and mother, husband and wife, son or daughter more than him, is not worthy of him." In 1 Peter 3, and verse 1, Peter instructed that the unbelieving wife should win her husband over by the conduct of her life. What if our children fall away? Should we fall away with them? Take us or take them? It's a choice. What if parents never obey the gospel? What if our friends won't be our friends any longer? What if we hold back for their own obedience? Can we allow old age to stop us? We must continue to help all that we can, especially our own, according to John 1, verse 11. We must have the attitude David had after the death of his son from the punishment from the sin that he committed with Bathsheba. He understood in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, that his son couldn't come back to him, but he could go to his son. We must have the same attitude. Last, in Exodus chapter 10, 24, Satan's going to try one more thing. The children could go, but he wants to keep all their possessions. The persons can go, but keep them tied to their wealth and their prosperity. That will bring them back. Again, Satan works in the same manner today. Obey the gospel, teach your family, but hold out your pocketbook from conversion. Your possessions are important. They belong to you. You worked hard for them. Make them your priority. Make them your God. And make those things the most important things in your life. Sadly, that won't work. Conversion is all of me. It includes my material wealth, past, present, and future. My car can go anywhere, anytime. It can go to services to pick up others. It can go see a brother or sister who's having a difficult time. It can go to encourage a lost soul. Or it can go to do what I want it to do. Houses can be used for family gatherings, personal use, parties with friends, birthday parties for kids. But never invite the members from the congregation to get better acquainted. Never try to help those who are discouraged by giving them some encouragement. Gospel preachers for meals, singings with brethren in order to build fellowship and to build spirituality between brethren. But that never enters our mind. Our homes are ours, and we would never think about using them for doing the will of God. Bank accounts have plenty of money for a rainy day and the finer things of life, but we only give a small part to the Lord on the Lord's day. Many rob God to pay for their pleasures and their hobbies. Think what we could buy by cutting back on our contribution. St. Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12 says we first must have a willing mind. In Galatians chapter 6, we are told in verses 8 through 10 that we will reap what we sow. And 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8 through 10 plainly teaches us that we can't take it with us, that it's not going with us into eternity, and that it's not going into the grave. Let us remember who blessed us with all the physical things that we possess. We are God's stewards over all that He blesses us with. Do we use everything we have in service to Him, or do we keep some of it back in order for our own private use? This is a decision we all must make. This is an old compromise of Satan, and it won't work. It didn't work for Pharaoh, and it won't work today. We know by the power of God, Pharaoh eventually did let the people of God go. He was destroyed in the end in an attempt to get them back when he allowed his pride again to overwhelm him. Pharaoh never got over his pride and his self-righteousness. Likewise, Satan will get what he deserves in the end. God has prepared for him a final destiny that is fitting for his works. Let us learn to resist the devil, like Moses resists the compromises of Pharaoh. Don't compromise with the devil. Compromise will never work in spiritual matters. God has all authority and is not up to negotiations. It's His way or the highway, which leads one to eternal life and the other leads to eternal damnation. Which will it be for you? We can learn from the five compromises of Pharaoh, alive and well in the arsenal of Satan. Do not be deceived. Do not allow him to mislead you. Be faithful and pledge your allegiance to God to do His will. We hope and we pray that you understand that your relationship with Jesus Christ is the most important thing in your life. Do not compromise it for anything or anybody. Thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that you'll listen again next Lord's Day when we will look into God's Word once more. Come and join us this Sunday. Thank you.